Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, a New York man has been charged with smuggling three Burmese pythons in his pants.
Tony Kornheiser, wow, my record is two. This guy had three.
Okay, for the record.
That's impressive.
For the record, I don't care who's reporting that. I don't believe it, and I don't think you do it. A Florida man, maybe. A New York man, no.
Look, I don't know much about Burmese pythons, but I think they're pretty big and pretty dangerous. Don't be stuffing them in your pants, kids. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Bills slam the Steelers. Tom Brady gets a roughing call. Yeah. And the Mets are already out of the baseball playoffs. But we begin today with the surprising rise of the NFC East. Philadelphia's 5-0, the league's only unbeaten team, having beaten Arizona in Arizona yesterday. Cowboys are 4-1, having beaten the Rams in L.A. yesterday. And the Giants are 4-1. Yes, the Giants, having beaten the Packers in London yesterday. Wilbon, who had the most impressive win in the NFC East yesterday?
Well, first of all, Tony, this is not that surprising. Divisions, people go first to last all the time, last to first. Divisions change. I mean, it's cyclical. It always is. The NFC East was down for a couple of years. So what? Now they're back. They seem to be back. Three out of four teams, as you have highlighted. Tony, I watched like most of the Packers game because it was on at that obscene early hour. I'm going to tell you, I know it was a neutral field, but what I like about the Giants is that they got guts and they got brains. All right? They got some stones. That quarterback, Daniel Jones, he's out there bleeding from everywhere, looking like he's been in an MMA fight. And he comes back out there on a bum ankle and he plays, right? And he's got his star running back out there now. And those two are together and they are sort of
Saquon
the future of the Giants.
Barkley,
My God. What? I mean, they basically took it to the Packers and said, Aaron Rodgers, eat this. The other victories, Dallas is impressive because they're still playing without their star quarterback. But I'm going to say the New York football Giants, who I've watched 2 weeks in a row now, because I watched them beat my Bears last week every play of that game. Right. And I watched every play of yesterday's Giants. Very impressed.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to something that Bill Parcells told me a long, long time ago, and great coaches of all time. He said, unprejudice yourself about what you're watching right now. And what he meant was a team may have been lousy last year, a player may have been lousy last year, but right now they're pretty good. Don't bring what you remember about them to the table about them. So let's look at the NFC East. And I think they've been a down league for 4 or 5 years, really down. Washington stunk and they still stink.
They still do.
Right? The Giants stunk. And they don't stink anymore.
No,
Philadelphia stunk briefly, and they don't stink anymore. And most importantly, Dallas is wildly overrated every single year.
Yep.
So when I see them now, I think about Bill Parcells, and I try to unprejudice myself.
Which leaves you
about
where?
This particular
Where does that
squad.
Leave you now?
Okay. The Giants are, I don't know how they're winning, but I'm going to credit Brian Daboll.
Yes.
I'm going to say that he's the coach of the year early.
Yep.
I know what the Eagles are doing. They're grinding it out. And I'm going to tell you, because I wrote this to you the other day, Jalen Hurts is the early
leader
for MVP.
You did. I was surprised
MVP.
You said that. I'm not going to disagree. Dallas
is better than both of them. Dallas is better. Dallas has a really good defense.
They play this week, don't they?
And whenever they play, we're all going to watch
that. Eagles, Cowboys, don't they play this week?
Okay. Dallas has gotten everything you could have asked for from Cooper Rush and more.
Yes.
But just remember, kids, don't say there's a quarterback controversy. You hand the ball to Dak Prescott. He's the better quarterback by a lot.
Yeah.
And you see what happens.
I don't know where that game is on Sunday night, but I'm taking the Eagles. I'm just telling you now. Let's move to the AFC East. We're just living on I-95. That's all we're doing. Which also featured three winners yesterday. The Bills ripped the Steelers and their rookie quarterback, Kenny Pickett. The Jets ran over the Dolphins, who lost backup quarterback Teddy Bridgewater to a concussion early.
And the Patriots shut out a Lions team that had led the league in offense. So which win was most impressive, Mr. Tony, to you?
Okay, so the answer to this question is Buffalo. It is Buffalo.
It is.
Buffalo may be a beast.
It is.
Now, I understand the Steelers are not a good team, but this is the worst beating they've had, Mike, since 1989.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a way for Kenny Pickett to break in. So the answer is Buffalo. But let me not fail to acknowledge what the Jets did and what the Patriots did. The Patriots are being quarterbacked by a guy named Zappy. Okay? His name could be Zippy Zappy.
Well, that's on
and
his
I
parents.
Understand that Detroit,
that's on them.
Detroit is the worst defensive team in the entire league. But this kid went 17 for 21. That's 81%, Mike. In two games, he's at 75%. And Detroit is a real good offensive team, and the Patriots shut them out. The Jets have been horrendous for a long time.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrendous. And I don't want to give them too much credit because Miami was down to a third-string quarterback. But, Mike, Miami was undefeated 2 weeks ago and had beaten Buffalo.
Yeah.
And the Jets put 40 on them. Look,
it's hard
40
not to
isn't
say
because
Buffalo,
it's a third-string quarterback.
Yeah.
40 points is 40 points.
Tony, that game was close, and then it wasn't. And I'm thinking about my dear friend Mike Greenberg, who was just, he lives with and dies with the Jets like you used to before you abandoned the team of your youth and you became Mr. Washington.
I'll get back to that in a second. Go ahead.
I was like, wow, the Jets look pretty impressive. But Buffalo can be in a seek and destroy mode, and there may be nothing you can do about it. Because even the game when they were losing last week, down 20-3, I think was the score in that game, and they came back and beat Baltimore, who bounced back last night. So I'm going to say Buffalo too, Tony. I'm not sleeping on the Jets, but it's a little early to get crazy. I'm going with Buffalo.
So let me go with this. You're very fond of saying that I am from I-95, and I am. I grew up in New York.
I know.
My whole life, I watched the Jets and the Giants. And I can't tell you how many years they were both terrible teams. I'm going to tell you in the last 5 years, Mike, because Kelleher and I looked this
25
up today.
Wins
Kelleher
each?
Looked it up. I'm just saying.
25 wins each is
22.
My guess.
22. Ooh. 22. They are 44 and 118. Let me repeat that for the West Coast. 44 and 118. And so when I see in the paper that they are now combined 7-3, I think it's a typographic error. I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Good
we move on. We
Good
shift to baseball now. The baseball was great.
It was.
The wild card series are over. Cleveland was the only home team to win, and they did it on the strength of a 15-inning walk-off. Seattle advanced after making a preposterous comeback in Game 2 in Toronto. The Phillies comfortably defeated St. Louis, and the Padres won 2 out of 3 in New York, knocking out a Mets team that had won 101 regular season games. Wilbon, what's your biggest takeaway?
You know my biggest takeaway. I watched all of it because I love the 2 out of 3 format. It's not gimmicky like
loved
the
it.
One game format. You don't need 3 out of 5 necessarily in the first round of baseball, but they play 3-game series all the time. So this was great. I don't care about anything other than Buck Showalter, okay? Sending the umpires out to like feel around on a guy's ears like he's Mr. Spock in Star Trek, all right? Look, I hate the Mets anyway. On a good day, I hate the Mets. Last night, Tony, I wanted that pitcher to turn to the dugout and fire a fastball after he had locked their butts up with 1 hit in 7 innings. I wanted him to fire a baseball into the Mets dugout and hit somebody. That's how angry I was. What the Mets did, I understand it may be within the rules, Tone. It was unsportsmanlike. It was cheap. It was lazy intellectually. It was gutless. It did not honor the spirit of the moment, which is we are getting our butts kicked, and our Buck Showalter will not admit it. So I hope Buck Showalter, as long as he manages anything, if he went back to the Little League, never wins another game. Not a series, not a game, and I am glad the Padres took them out.
Okay.
That's
so
my
I will deal with Showalter. I will deal with Showalter briefly. He looks small and petty because of what he did, but as he said afterwards, I manage the Mets. I'll do anything and everything I can to win, and I'll live with the consequences.
Okay,
as he lived with the consequences when he wouldn't put Zach Britton in the game with the Orioles some years back.
Yeah.
Been in the league managing 21 years, never been to the World Series. The Mets, as you well know, more than any other team, well, the Knicks as well, but the Mets are the team of my youth.
I know.
Love the Mets, and I love Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer got pounded.
Home runs.
He got
home
pounded.
Runs again.
Chris Bassitt gave him nothing last night. Nothing. They got one hit off the Padres. And that's not because of ear goop. It's not. They've had two important three-game series in the last 10 days. The Braves and the Padres, they lost them both. Yeah. They won one. And they lost five. So say goodnight and drive home safely.
Mets,
the most exciting thing I saw, though,
what?
Was Toronto and Seattle.
Man, that was unbelievable.
Seattle was down 8-1 in the fifth.
Unbelievable.
They were down 9-5 in the eighth. They cannot win that game, and they won it. That will have long-lasting effects. I'll just say this, Mike. Toronto should have closed the border before playing that series. Just don't let him in.
Tony.
Don't let him in. Let's take a break.
I bailed on that game. I went to get Chinese food. I went to Fun Lin.
It was
And I get there
amazing.
And I go, what do you mean it's like 9-5 and I got to watch the rest of it?
It was an amazing game.
It was an amazing
game. It was. Let's take
Buck
a break.
Showalter, you
Coming up, did Tom Brady really get rough?
Okay.
Go ahead.
I went off on that. Draymond Green, is he right to take a leave of absence after video of his punch got leaked to TMZ? Tom Brady.
You can say whatever you want about Brady. Just leave me about 10 seconds. Okay, don't go through the bell. Give me 10 seconds.
I could go for a week.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by the refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, brought to you by Twisted Tea. Part of Happy Hour.
It's time to field messages from the masses. Let me see what's first.
Mail time!
Here we go. Do you understand why the Falcons got called for roughing Tom Brady?
No. And whatever anybody says to call this is roughing is a lie. There's no, I guess there's a rule, Tony. We missed a rule. Here's the name of the rule. Brother can't hit Tom Brady. That's the rule. Brother can't sack Tom Brady. That must be it. Because the Atlanta Falcons guy, he doesn't slam him on his head. Brady doesn't even land really on the ground. He lands more on the defensive player. But brother can't sack Tom Brady. It's against the rules. The league doesn't want that. So that's what we're stuck with. And they robbed Atlanta of a chance to win. And the league ought to be embarrassed. The league is embarrassed at nothing. Nothing. It's not embarrassed at, you know, having guys like Jim Caldwell and Eric Bieniemy not being the pipeline for jobs forever and ever and ever. Not embarrassed by that. And it's not embarrassed by brother can't touch Tom Brady. It's a rule. And they'll call it because they did.
Okay. So when I first saw it, I thought it was legitimate. And then I saw the replays. And he is thrown down with a wrestling move. This is the exact same move, the throwdown, that caused a concussion with Tua and caused this to be a point of emphasis right now, this week, next week, the week after, because it's a player safety issue. Does Tom Brady get special dispensation? Yes, he does. I believe he's earned it over 20 years. We have a good friend, Sam Smith, who wrote a book called The Jordan Rules, explaining how Michael Jordan got special dispensation. When he pushed off to get free, it was never a foul. When he went to the basket, even if he wasn't hit, he got an and one. Did Michael Jordan deserve it? He deserved it. He had earned this over a long period of time. Mike, I don't think you can sit here and make fun of the NFL as you do for not ever caring about player safety, and then rail against this particular thing. It comes up at a time when quarterbacks are entering the concussion protocol and they're gonna throw this flag.
Tom Brady's big fat head never touched the ground. Tua's did. Brady wasn't twitching. Tua, what? It does matter.
Doesn't matter.
Then what the hell?
Doesn't matter.
Is it flag football? Yes. No. Brother can't touch Tom Brady. That's the rule.
Player
That's
safe.
It. Ain't
Here
player
we go.
Safety.
One more.
Lay him down and put a mint on his pillow? Is that what we got to do with Tom Brady?
After seeing the video, are you on board with Draymond Green's leave of absence?
He better be lucky he didn't hit Tom Brady, because he'd be out of the league. They would have kicked him out forever. Oh, wait, that's that other league. He took a leave of absence because the heat is on. And the video put the heat on, all right? And TMZ has, you know, got this video and has it out there. And look, Tony, the video's the difference. We talked about how there's fights in practice for 100 years, and there have been, and there are, and there will be. But the video of this is what makes the difference. There's going to be memes all the time. You can't get away from this. Neither one of these guys can get away from this. Let me tell you something. If I'm Golden State, I think about trading Draymond Green. Not because he hasn't been uber valuable, because he has been. But I'm going to pay him max money at 34, 35, 36. Am I going to do that? While Jordan Poole is an up-and-coming player, I might have... Maybe I trade him for Jaren Jackson Jr. Maybe I try to trade him for Ben Simmons. Guys who can do a portion of what he can do. And Draymond could go somewhere and win another championship. But I don't know, Tony, that this can work with the two of them there, with this video out there every day. I don't know that it can.
Okay, so first of all, I want to stress that this leave of absence is self-imposed. The Warriors are not punishing
him. Not a suspension.
They're not doing that. He's walking away on his own. I would be far less concerned, Mike, with Draymond Green taking a few days to ascertain his place in the world, then I would be infuriated by the fact that this video is out there and this video was leaked. This is an act of sabotage that has come from inside that building. This is a terrible thing. The Golden State Warriors ought to move heaven and earth to find out who leaked this video and fire them or her if it has anything to do with this particular team. This is a terrible thing. If this came from Jordan Poole, or Jordan Poole's agent, or a friend of Jordan Poole's, I don't know that they can stay on the Warriors anymore. I think this is really, really bad. Because you know why, Mike? You've got to be safe at work. You got to, wherever we work, we got to feel safe at work.
How about Jordan Poole feeling safe at work? Draymond Green punched him. How about him feeling safe at work?
Jordan Poole pushed Draymond Green first, from what I saw, was yapping at him. This happens in every practice.
Yes, it does.
Not female.
Yeah.
Let's take one last break. Still to come.
Don't touch Tom Brady. Don't breathe on him, brother.
They hired just 2 years ago. Where do they go from here?
Yeah.
Player
safety,
Green. Mike.
You better be lucky. Maybe lucky when Tom Brady, Texas's blowout of Oklahoma, was that the most impressive win of the college football weekend? As long as you don't,
you hate
brother,
Tom
don't touch
Brady.
Tom Brady.
You
no, no,
him.
No. Oh, no, no,
you
no.
You hated him for
I
years.
I attacked
you
who I attacked. The league. Not Tom Brady. The league. The NFL. For creating the environment in which that can be sinister. That's who I'm attacking.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by the refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 48th birthday, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Like his father before him, one of the great NASCAR drivers ever, Dale Jr. twice won the most prestigious Daytona 500. From 2003 through 2017, Dale Jr. was voted the most popular driver award 15 consecutive times. After retirement, he went on television to talk about races. Automobile racing, more than most sports, is the family business. Fathers and sons, brothers, nephews. The torch passes from one generation to the next. The Earnhardts, the Pettys, the Unsers, the Andrettis, the Elliotts, they form a sort of generational royalty. One small quirk about Dale Jr., he's such a Washington football team fan that during cautions, he had game stats relayed to him as he drove.
Yes, true story. Tony, when people ask about the best guest in the history of PTI, I always include Dale Earnhardt Jr., who's a delight to listen to. And you know this, whether you're at the track or in a studio, Dale Jr. can make the most complex things simple. He is a delight.
He is. Not so happy anniversary, Roger Clemens. Speaking of delights, on this day 32 years ago, the Rocket, then pitching for Boston, was ejected in the second inning of Game 4 of the ALCS against Oakland by home plate umpire Terry Cooney, who got sick of Clemens yapping at him and cursing at him incessantly on ball and strike calls. The boorish Clemens, of course, denied any wrongdoing, but replays clearly show what Clemens said. Television broadcasters found it disgraceful that Cooney thumbed Clemens. They called it an abuse of power in a playoff game. But we've all seen Clemens abuse his own power, like throwing the bat fragment at Mike Piazza. The Red Sox were swept in this series by Oakland, who were then themselves swept in the World Series by Cincinnati.
All the great know-it-all baseball writers wrote the next day that this was the only time, first and only time in history, that a player, a pitcher, could be tossed early in a World Series game. And the great, 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 great Shirley Povich of the Washington Post for about 75 years wrote his own column. And it said, no, it's not. Because Walter Johnson got thrown out of a situation similarly in like 1920 or 1924 with the following quote, Tony, you remember this, Train said to me. Shirley Povich. So everybody else, shut up and go home. Turn the lights out.
Javi trails Matt Rhule. The Carolina Panthers have fired Rhule after a 1-4 start this season. Rhule's teams have lost 11 of their last 12 games. He leaves with an 11-27 record in 2+ years in Charlotte, never winning more than 5 games in a season. Rhule leaves rich, though. Owner David Tepper, who was infatuated enough to give Rhule a 7-year, $62 million contract to tempt Rhule away from Baylor, still on the hook for $40 million. Rhule's team has no offense. It's last in the league. No quarterback. Few fans. If you scored 17 or more points against Rhule's teams, you were 27-1 against him. Steve Wilks, 3-13 in one season as head coach in Arizona, takes over on an interim basis.
Anybody in the NFL front office, including this one, smart enough to get a phone number for Jim Caldwell? I'm just asking.
Let's go to the big finish if we could. College football. Georgia back at number one. Alabama fell to number three behind Ohio State. Who had the biggest win of the weekend?
Alabama, because they stayed undefeated even though they dropped. You know, I think they did. The Ravens edged the Bengals on a Justin Tucker field goal. Another one. Your thoughts?
He is the greatest kicker in the history of the NFL.
Yep.
He is total money. He's hit 61 straight in the fourth quarter and in overtime. He's beat the Babe. Aroldis Chapman skipped a mandatory workout. He's not on the Yankee playoff roster for the division series. Is that a big loss?
No, he hasn't had a save since May 17. This is not like the 2016 Cubs. No, it's not. It's not like that. Apparently over for him. The Predators took 2 from the Sharks in Prague to start the NHL season. You impressed?
Now, you can't beat the Preds in Prague. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
I like those Messier commercials.
Those are great.
Last one, Monday Night Football, Raiders at Chiefs. Who you got?
Chiefs, Tony. I mean, I know the Raiders lost some close games, but I'm still going with the Chiefs.
I agree with that. We're out of time. Try and be better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. Whatever you do, my brothers, don't touch Tom Brady. Now to get you set for Monday Night Football, Susie Culver and the countdown.
You're never going to give this
Booger
up.
Booger knows what I'm talking
never,
about.
You're never
don't
giving
do
this
it.
Up.
Don't touch him.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job. Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.